ZM podcast from ZMonline.com.
Hey, welcome to the studio, Mira. So nice to have you here.
Hello.
Hello.
Mira's from Lost. She's the scary French chick on Lost.
Whoa. Now, I thought you were French.
Well, you know, I'm fake French.
She's an actor, honey.
My connection with French is that I speak it and I studied it. And yeah. Both my grandmother and my mother were actually professors of French and translators from French. So I have this whole family connection with the French language, which is funny, you know, now that I'm playing a French woman.
That is weird.
It is weird.
Was it a prerequisite when you auditioned for the part? You know, did they know that at the time, or was that not a prerequisite to get
No,
the part?
They don't know anything.
That's
when you auditioned,
then.
You know, it's a very kind of a but no, they didn't know anything.
Okay. They just looked at you and thought that woman could be a psycho French woman. Let's take it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Please don't take this as a come on, but when you're playing the woman
Crumb,
in Lost,
what in God's name are you going to say?
You're dirty. Your character's got dirty face and she's looking ragged and stuff. You don't look like that at all, man.
Well,
I almost didn't recognize you when you came in.
What is she going to do? Come in here with mud all over her face?
You know what I mean. How's it to get dirtied up like that every week?
Oh, it's funny, you know. They look at you, the director looks at you before you shoot and said, she's too clean, she's too pretty,
make her dirty.
You know? And then they put dirt on me, and that's my makeup, you know, and I'm done in like 2 minutes. It's interesting. You
know? You've come especially for Armageddon, which is really cool that you came all this way, 12 hours on a freaking plane from LA to be at Armageddon. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I love coming to New Zealand.
Oh, how many times have you been here?
I've been here. Well, it seems to me that I've been here more than once before, but maybe not. Maybe it was just once. I came with my family, and we toured all over the North Island, so it was really, really beautiful.
Oh, you got to check out the South Island.
I know.
Hold on for a second, you guys.
My big wish.
Hold on. I got to know this, because I'm one of those people that watches Lost and then halfway through go, I don't understand! And then I go to my computer and, you know, print out some gossip on Britney Spears, because I need to know, is there going to be a conclusion? Or is it just going to go on and on and on and on?
On and on and on and on for years.
Yes, and 15
without
years.
Any conclusion.
Oh, my God, I'll come back into the room and go, still.
But, you know, I'm not the right person to ask about.
No, you know, that's what you will say.
Questions. I mean, and neither is one of the actors.
No.
Even, you know, No, it's a big secret, you know. It's very
secret. Good thing, Mira, is while there's no conclusion, you still have a job.
Yes.
I know. But they like killing people, you know?
Yeah. Do people, you know, before people get killed off, do they get the heads up? Or do they just get the script and it's sort of got like a pink slip on the front saying, you die?
See, it hasn't happened to me, so I couldn't answer that question. But I'm sure, you know, I will be able to answer that question at some point. Or maybe not.
No.
If I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Have you found your daughter yet?
No, I haven't found it.
Who is that damn child?
Yeah, man. And how old is she now? She must be, in her 20s or something now?
Yeah. Exactly. She's a big girl.
Wow.
See, when you count the 16 years, plus anyway.
Yeah, jeez. Wow. Now, you're at Armageddon. What are you going to be doing there? You're there for the whole 3 days.
I will be signing autographs for all those people who want it.
Nice.
Wow. Wow. I think that would drive me crazy after a while.
You know, but
I think you must be a really cool person. And I mean, to come all this way for 12 hours to be there and sign autographs is just so, so cool of you.
Well, you also answer questions about all kinds of things. And, you know, I was on a science fiction show that got a big fan base.
Babylon 5.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, people tend to ask me about details of a certain episode, and I never have any answers.
I have to warn you.
I always address them to the other fans, so they kind of chat. I have topics that I forgot about.
I seriously have to warn you, when you leave the studio, our program director, Bob,